You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, the US cuts interest rates for the first time in 4 years. When will the RBA follow? And the Australian share market hits another record high. Details next. It is Thursday, the 19th of September. This is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. The Australian share market had another good day today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.6% to a record high. We'll have the details with Matt Wacher from Morningstar. But first to the story of the day, and that is US interest rates. The US Federal Reserve cutting interest rates by 50 basis points to between 4.75 and 5%. It's the first cut in more than 4 years. For the details about the implications for the US share market, US economy, and what the RBA will do, I spoke with Paul Bloxham. He is the chief economist at HSBC. Paul, firstly, what does this 50 basis point cut from the US and the expectation that rates will continue to fall there actually say about the US economy?
Look, I think that this is what you'd expect a soft landing looks like. You know, the US story is actually a pretty good one in the scheme of things. Inflation has come down, and it's come down enough that the Federal Reserve has now judged that it can start to lower interest rates, and it's lowering them even a little bit quicker than was broadly expected. But the economy's actually still got positive momentum. This is a good story. You know, if growth hasn't slowed that much yet, and the Federal Reserve is able to start to deliver support already for the economy before it slows down even more. So I think this is what a soft landing looks like for the US economy. And I think that's I think we should take it in a sort of more positive light.
So the US is now joining many other global economies in starting to cut interest rates. So given now that the biggest economy, the US, has cut rates, will Australia follow?
I think it's going to take some time. I think Australia is in a different spot right now, and the RBA is in a different spot as well. And so I can see, you can see that in the sense that inflation is coming down more slowly here. It's still above the Reserve Bank's target band by a reasonable margin. Today, we got the employment numbers that told us actually there's still quite a bit of job creation going on, and the unemployment rate's only really climbing very slowly. In fact, it didn't rise any further in the print that we got today. So the Australian economy is in a different spot right now to what we're seeing elsewhere. And so the question is, of course, why? And I think there's a number of answers. I mean, one of the answers is the RBA didn't lift interest rates as much as everyone else. And so having not lifted interest rates as much, they haven't slowed the economy as much. And another factor is that we are seeing a bit more public spending going on now. And so you are seeing public demand pick up at a time when the RBA is trying to slow things down and trying to get inflation down. And then there's a third element, and it's a more complicated element, I think, for people to understand. But the supply side of our economy, productivity in our economy, is really quite weak. And so that's a really big contrast with the US. Primary way the US has gotten inflation down has been they've had a pickup in productivity. We've got weak productivity. Inflation isn't coming down as quickly. I don't think we're going to get rate cuts in Australia until well into 2025.
How would you describe Australia's economy then when you compare it with the US? Because typically we know rates remain high when the economy is okay and rates start to fall when there are problems, right?
That's true, except you have to keep in mind that the Fed lifted interest rates more than Australia. So interest rates got to a much higher level. They got to 5.5 at their peak. Here, we've only got the cash rate at 4.35%. And so they, even having cut their policy rate overnight by 50 basis points, it's still the case that interest rates are higher in the US than they are in Australia. So it partly reflects that the RBA took a different approach. It didn't lift interest rates as much, and so it hasn't slowed the economy down as much. And it's going to be a slower grind for us getting inflation down than it has been for other places like the US. So I think there are those differences matter as well.
That's Paul Bloxham there from HSBC. And the Australian share market rose to a record, up 0.6%, 8,191. That's on the S&P ASX 200. For the details, I spoke with Matt Wacher, the Chief Investment Officer at Morningstar Australia. Matt, firstly, what do you think this rate cut and expectations of further cuts means for investors?
Thanks for having me, Ricardo. Now, I don't think we're in a crisis by any stretch of the imagination, but interestingly, last night was really the first time outside of a real crisis like the GFC or the COVID lockdowns, that the Fed has actually chosen to start a rate cutting cycle with a 50 basis point cut or a half a percent cut, as opposed to a kind of 25 basis point cut, which is interesting that they've chosen that path. I guess they did raise rates very aggressively for over a very short period of time. But the markets have certainly priced in more cuts to come. You know, at the same time, they think that growth is going to hang in there. We're going to have that soft landing, or you know, we're not going to have a recession, but we're not going to have a boom. That's pretty much the consensus among investors. But I guess the key point for markets is that if either of those scenarios fail to play out, if the rate cuts don't come as quickly as markets are expecting, or if economic growth does fade and we start to push in the US in particular towards a recession, don't think that's the base case, but markets could be pretty susceptible to more volatility like we experienced in August and September. But that's really because markets are, in the US in particular, is pretty expensive relative to their history. They're not in a bubble, I wouldn't say that, but you know, we could have some of those air pockets where we get some serious volatility again if the markets don't get what they want from the Fed or the data out there.
Can we go into more detail then about the market reaction today? Because we saw shares in the US fall. You seem to imply that shares in the States are expensive anyway, but here in Australia, we hit another record, and the currency strengthened at 1.2. Can you run us through all of that today?
Yeah, sure. I guess, you know, markets overnight, the rate cut, it was really initially pretty well received. Actually, markets rallied straight after it. But eventually they kind of, markets caught on to probably what I was describing just before, that the implications are that, you know, maybe the Fed is a little bit concerned about the state of economic growth in the US, which is, you know, it has been decelerating. Market and on the back of that, markets did sell off and closed a little weaker in the US. You know, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, he tried to downplay the need for more 50 basis point cuts. But I'd say he's, you know, it'll really be, they're a very data dependent Fed. You know, it's going to, whatever the data plays out is will dictate what policy and what cuts come next. But the sell off in the US is certainly unwound today, Australian time. You know, futures in the US are starting to point a bit stronger. So I would expect a stronger open later tonight. And yes, the Aussie dollar, it's had a bit of a round trip as well since the rate cut news. It initially rallied, you know, obviously having a rate cuts in the US, the rate differential between the US and Australia decreases. And so that's supportive for the Aussie dollar. But it sold off a little bit today. There has been a bit of noise in the Australian market today around the employment numbers and those sorts of things. But it is a little bit weaker than the New York close.
And speaking of those employment numbers, employment up by around 40,000. I think the unemployment rate remaining at 4.2%. How is all that now playing in, combined with this rate cut from the US for expectations for rate cuts in Australia? What's the market thinking?
Yeah, the RBA, they've got a very tough job and tough decisions to make at the moment. Yeah, unemployment numbers or the employment numbers did come in, you know, about 40, bit over 40,000. Interestingly, though, full-time employment fell. It was mainly part-time employment that grew there and drove that big increase again. But as I say, you know, the RBA, tough decisions to make. I think, you know, on the path of interest rates, I think that you know, markets are really, at this stage, consensus is around the do nothing, that we won't get a rate cut or a rate rise at the next meeting. But there's some further data points to come. Next week, we've got inflation for August. People aren't paying too much attention to those monthly numbers, but it'll certainly be an indicator of where things are headed. And, you know, the Australian market in particular, it sold off after an early rally on the Fed's rate cut today, but it's been pretty directionless, I'd say. You know, I think that the market in Australia, probably after the employment numbers, it's probably seeing what it was a reasonably good set of numbers, you know, as bad news, because it's reducing the need for the RBA to consider a rate cut. I would say, you know, with strong numbers like that, they're not going to need to, or they're going to find it difficult to make the case for a rate cut unless inflation falls off a cliff.
So in this environment where we now know rates in the US are falling and rates in Australia are at least on hold for another little while longer, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, I mean, a rate cutting cycle in the US, it can be really supportive obviously for some areas of US markets. So we're, interestingly, small caps, which have a bit more cyclicality, them usually do well in a rate cutting cycle, and even areas like biotech, we think that that's been a beaten up sector, certainly relative to the rest of the market. That's an interesting opportunity in the US. More globally, though, we think emerging markets tend to really like a rate cutting cycle in the US, and so that we wouldn't be surprised to see them doing well. And closer to home, again, some of the we think some of the healthcare stocks, CSL and ResMed, are one of more a couple of our favoured stocks that we hold in our portfolios. And interestingly, some old stalwarts of looking at reasonable valuations of BHP and Telstra, they're starting to look relatively attractive to other parts of the market. We think in aggregate, though, the Aussie market's a little bit expensive at this point in time.
That's Matt Wacher there from Morningstar.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.